Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. I'm in here today with Bass Pro Shop's very own Remo, and we're having a conversation with the one and only underground legend, sensation, icon, Twisty P.
Free My Crips is doing life. We smoke an ace.
The Crips are doing life? Which ones? Eric Holder. He's probably doing life just about.
Nah. What's the word? What you been on, my boy?
You smoke?
Sure, that's a wrinkly-ass cigarette. That thing looks like you brought it back from Vietnam.
I've been saving it.
Is that the box I bought you? Because I bought you a pack of Newports, like, last time I seen you.
I totally showed you up.
Nah, you pulled up.
I was tripping.
Yeah, what the fuck was that about?
I asked you for Newports?
Nah, you... All right, so we were supposed to meet at the No Jumper store, and then your homie came to the store, and you was there with him, but you ain't show up for, like, an hour or two, and he said you was, like, outside sitting on somebody's stupid shit. Ran out of cigarettes, so I sent Stevie to go. I said, hey, go grab him some Newports and shit. So I went and got you some Newports, and then you finally put up like 30, 40 minutes later. But he said you'd have like an anxiety attack or something.
Hella, I brought that fool's outfit too. OT?
Whoever your homie was, that had your weed and shit.
Who's OT?
No, it wasn't over weed, it was over a cigarette.
Oh, word.
Yeah. That's when life.
So that's why you didn't want
to. Life's kind of rough when you're beefing over like a single cig.
Just a cig, just a lucky strike. That's all.
Word. So we got you the pack and you just straight.
Yeah.
What's up with that cigarette? Like, you've been saving it for how long?
Nah, it was in, been saving it.
You had, like, in your pocket? You didn't have a box for it or whatever?
Nah, Anutsai.
What's that? Japanese?
Something like that. No, it's Korean.
You've been working on your Korean?
Nah, I mean some. I learned that. Just saying hello for a cigarette.
You learn it from Two Cup Terry?
No.
Is Two Cup Terry Asian? I mean, you know he's Asian, but what is it?
He's
know?
Handsome.
You said he's handsome? You're a fan?
Big fan. Love Two Cup.
With Two Cup Terry. I used to live together, right? What was that about?
You said he's handsome?
It's a Supreme couch.
So you was living on, sleeping on
the... Can-cans.
Sleeping on the Supreme couch at Two Cup Terry's house?
Yeah, all the time. Eating McDonald's.
To this day? Because I think didn't y'all fall out? You, Top Flight Blue.
We had a falling out, you know.
I seen the fallout was over because I bought some merch and shit. Y'all ran it up on some merch. And they're saying that you had ran off with the money and never sent the merch out type shit. I think that's when Flight was managing you and shit one time. Cause I had sent Flight some money for like a promo from you, like before I was even on No Jumper. So you and Flight, what happened with the merch? Y'all ever got that shit out?
I ain't sure, man. Ain't no...
So you ain't y'all good though? Like you in the Top Flight?
Cool.
Oh, y'all all good?
We got the tat the same day.
But you're not working on your career together anymore? Or like who's involved in your career at this point?
The one and only.
Just you?
There's higher beings. There's higher powers. There's higher powers everywhere.
Higher powers? Well, that's not like management.
Autographs, all that kind of.
Autographs, that's more like a fan interaction type of thing, right?
Yeah, it's a little fanned out, you know.
It's okay to be fanned out by your own manager.
I don't.
Not when you take mushrooms, with Light Fortunato.
What? So.
Over some Tosina.
So Flight wanted an autograph from you while y'all was on mushrooms.
No. He wanted Tosina from the homie John Wick.
Tay Savage.
Tay Savage. I just saw John Wick for the first time. Take it. You about to hit the filter.
We got to give my mans another cigarette. I got another cigarette for my boy. So what the f*** you been on, though, Twisty?
Yeah, Twisty. What's
been going on?
Shit, bro. I had a crazy, crazy ass last week or so.
What happened?
Sunday, Domingo for me is a thing. I don't know. Domingo, Santo Domingo. I love Rochi. I'm a malandro. I'm a malandito as fuck, fool. Like,
what's that mean?
Like a hoodlum, super hoodlum.
You love being a hoodlum?
I love slapping Wild Nena. I love slapping freaking Ay Santo.
What is that? This is all like Latin music?
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
So you had a crazy week last week because you was listening to Bad Bunny?
Nah.
What was the week about? You said it was a crazy week for you. That's why I'm trying to figure out what happened.
I feel like this interview has been pre-much danked. Like, it's already been edited, is how it feels to me in my head, at least. It might be the mushrooms, but... So what's going on? Like, okay, my last memories, just to recap for a lot of people out there, there was a crazy Twisty P arc where we did an interview with you, me, House Fun, and Blasi, and then you were supposed to pull back up to appear on a live stream with House Fun and Blasi, but you were beefing with somebody on the internet, and they hid in the parking lot and jumped out from behind a car and beat your ass with brass knuckles. So then you showed up.
In and out, and I did a promo for Mike Dimes.
For who? McDonald's?
Mike Dimes?
Yeah.
Mike Dimes? Okay. But you like came onto the live stream, and your face was like all fucked up. And Blasi ended the stream, which...
What was I singing? I was singing DC Trill that day. I was going off in a manic episode and shit.
That was a manic episode.
You guys gave me new clothes and shit. You guys gave me a new fit.
I wasn't even there that day. I just had to hear about it.
My toe didn't get fucked up either.
Your toe?
They said everybody said my toes and shit are all fucked or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
That ain't real.
Well, who packed you up?
How do people even know about your toes?
Drake's son packed me up.
Adonis whooped your ass. Adonis got hands like that because you was bloody as fuck.
Got hands.
That
fool got hands.
Isn't he 6 years old?
Is he?
Drake's son? Yeah. I mean, he might be 7, but he's very, very young, yeah.
Yeah.
But so he beat your ass? I feel like Drake probably keeps him on a pretty short leash. I doubt he's letting him run plays like that, just trotting all over the valley, fighting internet people, right?
Was it over Yeet?
What do you mean?
The fight, like, Adonis beat your ass because Yeet and you fell out. Y'all don't really rock no more.
I mean, I would Drake.
There was another rapper, but I can't remember who it was. Forget his name. He was like some underground rapper that I didn't really... learned too much about besides
that you was beefing with.
Yeah.
Now, what's the real story though? Like, who? Like, yeah, you pulled up and just some niggas outside to fight you.
Just one dude, I think.
It was just one person,
and he was hiding.
Nah, he snuck me for sure.
But it was somebody you knew. Like you had like
we fought over a skateboard. It was on some.
Or,
yeah.
You stole a skateboard or something?
Nah, I didn't steal that fool's board.
I'm going to look it up right
you
now.
You did a trick on his board? Like, what happened? It just, I
did a sick-ass trick on that fool's board.
And jealous you beat him in skate?
I got a brand-new Air Force One Supreme tricks, Jordan sweatsuit tricks. I got a whole bunch of tricks. But you're not supposed to be swinging a board like this.
I can't find the thing about who it was, but whatever. We won't give him his shine. Normally, you're supposed to get some clout if you like beat up a rapper, right?
But is Twisty P a rapper?
Hell yeah.
You did drop some. You did drop some. You still dropping music? Or what? You still doing the music? No.
I mean, I got my computer in the car.
When last time you recorded a song?
Jesus.
Yeah.
You're over it?
What?
Music or?
Music?
Yeah.
Life?
I ain't over it.
So you're still charging ahead?
Yeah, I'm full throttle, freaking thronage.
Thronage? You ready to take the throne?
Motivation. I'm fucking trucha. Te cuachi as fuck.
We got to try to stick to English because I don't speak in Espanol.
Right? My bad, dog.
All right, guys. Today, our sponsor, King Palm, has a very, very big announcement. They were the first to pioneer the natural tobacco-free palm leaf roll. And then they lit up the smoke shop industry by releasing their flavor palm leaf rolls with a squeeze and pop terpene-infused capsule inside the filter tip so you can activate a delicious blast of flavor during your session at any time. The flavor lineup was so mouth-wateringly successful that they released their first ever flavored hemp cones with a similar concept in the filter tip to juice up your joint experience. After those slam dunk products built the brand's reputation over time, King Palm decided to drop a new exotic material that was seldom seen before them when they dropped goji wraps, which come as an orange flat sheet that you can use to roll up your exotic blunt. And now, for the major reveal, King Palm is evolving into an all-encompassing smoking wrap company that offers products for every preference in the smoking world with their brand new tobacco line that is dropping this year. Products ranging from tobacco-flavored cones with a squeeze-and-pop filter tip in three different styles, strawberry kiwi, banana cream, and natural sweet cones. And the other half of this lineup is the perfectly cut flat wrap five-pack tobacco sheets to roll your blunt. They have these three styles, blueberry, honey cognac, and natural sweets. And they also have their luxury lineup of five-pack tobacco wraps with a custom glass tip coming out soon. The first two styles, cherry vanilla, brought to you by The Game, and a natural dark reserve hand-selected for unrivaled consistency. Their new tobacco series launch is groundbreaking in many ways, and this allows everyone to enjoy everything from one familiar brand. Get them at every smoke shop across America and even at your local 7-Eleven. Doesn't get much more convenient than that. Check them out on socials and use our discount code NOJUMPER50 for 50% off at kingpalm.com. Take the natural path with King Palm. Tone just looked in here like, are you all right?
Like, what?
La y la la.
Are you
manic right now?
Me?
Yeah, what's going on?
I've been manic. I mean, nah, I wouldn't say I'm manic, but, you know, certain thoughts do creep into my head sometimes. I feel like I shouldn't say them, but, you know.
All right. Are you getting up or are you sober?
Up? What do you mean?
Like doing drugs?
What do you consider drugs?
Let's start with like meth, cocaine, any kind of pills.
What does it look like?
It's hard to tell. Because I remember last time you claiming that, like, despite all your antics on Instagram, that you were sober. Uh-huh. Which was like hard for a lot of people to believe because you were wilding out so hard.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, so now I'm still kind of similarly confused. I can't really tell.
Nah, I mean, to me, it's just a mic check, you know? I'm worried.
You doing check drugs? The mic. Is a mic check?
I wouldn't say doing drugs. Nah, I believe kids should stay away from drugs. Don't do drugs, just, you know?
That's what you believe.
Be careful.
How are you living?
How am I living?
Yeah, like, what you on right now?
I'm on Lucky Strikes.
Word.
I'm tamping the pack, flipping the cig right before I smoke the pack, and then I run out, I pass it to my homie, J.K.
But are you on meth while you're smoking Lucky Strikes?
You could say that.
Sometimes.
You could say that. Damn. We got to get you off of that, bro. Like, are you just consigned to that being the rest of your life? Or are you trying to get clean at some point? It's a pretty tough thing to get clean off.
I mean, if you ever been to rehab and someone passes you a parliament and you get a green light, I mean, it's kind of like, what are you supposed to do?
I mean, we could worry about the cigarettes later. I feel like we should be worried about
I'm not worried about stuff. The cigs. Yeah. If it's about the cigs, I'm not worried about cigs.
Yeah, I mean, that's a small fish.
So when last time you smoked, man? Or shot it up?
What do you mean?
You on it right now?
The stuff?
Yeah.
Bolsita?
You on it?
Scante Warrior.
Right? Chante, Scante.
Right?
Yeah.
I know a couple guys that have been telling me are Scante Warriors, but it's unofficial. You listen to Lefty Gunplay?
Yeah.
All right, you tapped in.
It's a yes. He said it like before.
You tapped in a Lefty? Yeah, because you from California, right? What part of Cali you from? I forget. I know you said like an hour out.
Me and my mom used to stay at 1050 B Street, right across the street from San Diego High School. I used to eat BLTs. I had a Chihuahua. Still got Lola.
How old is she?
She likes pissing on the carpet when I'm not there.
And she's in old age now, I'm guessing? Since
oh, you're yeah.
Making it sound like you're for a long time.
Yeah. OG. So.
OG Lola.
Falana.
So, like, I'm trying to get, like, a little bit of an idea of, like, what has happened in your life since the last time that we interacted with you, which...
A lot. I mean, 2K23, I mean, if we look at the statistics, let's see, a year ago, 99. Yeah, man, I feel like it's there, you know. I'm back. Sway's back. Fuck with that shit. Tough.
That shit hard.
So you're focused on the music now?
Yeah. I mean, I try to think like lyrical, like, you know, I try to think lyrically.
You think that's the future?
Thinking lyrically?
Well, just lyrics in general. A lot of
the future.
A lot of the music that you came up being associated with was not particularly lyrical, right?
No, not necessarily.
People don't talk about Yeet as a lyricist that often.
No, I think he even like teabags lyrics in his OGM shit.
Teabags him?
Yeah, he's like, oh, lyrical, lyrical.
Right. Blah. You ever teabag anybody?
Nah.
Gabby? Did you teabag Gabby? Because it was rumors you and Gabby was dating.
Nah, we ain't a thing.
Y'all used to date, though? So to people who don't know, nah, Gabby
what
was
you considered dating, Remo?
I don't know. That's just what they say on the internet. Underground lore, they say that you and Gabby ended up dating. So Gabby is a underground rap super fan. I was a fan of Summers, and she kind of went crazy a little bit, right? She was going on live.
They said I looked like her dad and shit.
People saying y'all was dating. You actually went live with her, and you hit some coke while on live with her, and that went viral. And she was dissing Summers and shit. You actually did Summers and shit. You said his Timu dress was all over the floor at that concert. What were you referring to when he got in a fight with Homicide Gang and shit?
I mean, I'm mostly referring to freaking Barberside. That's it, you know?
What's Barberside?
You know, the that they spray on you after you get a cut.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
That's what you meant when you said Timu dreads?
I don't know what I meant.
What is?
I see Timu dreads everywhere.
Does he have fake dreads? Is that what you're saying?
What do you mean?
Summers?
If they got ripped out, I mean... How real are
natural dreads can get ripped out.
Real hair
can
get ripped out, yeah. So.
For sure.
I mean, I've worn extensions and I've let someone. My bad. I'm just trying to
get your dreads
and shit.
Timu would be
yeah. Yeah. I mean, extensions and shit.
Yeah, Timu dreads is crazy. So you were on the Homicide side with that fight, it looks like. You ain't rocking with Summers.
What do you mean?
Summers seemed like he was dissing him when you.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you could ask Saimir World. My first TikTok was listening to Summer in the Summer. I like Summer. Pull out that fire for sure.
Listen to Autumn in Autumn.
Yeah, I made a TikTok to Autumn too. Twin Uzis. I even showed him it too, backstage.
But yeah, you and Summer John got like a relationship or anything?
He's a Scorpio, so.
So you Scorpios?
Man, Scorpios are tough.
I'm a Gemini. Do you? But so you were happy to see Summers get his ass beat on stage?
What is that entailing?
A bunch of people punching and kicking him on an elevated platform in front of a crowd of people.
Disrespect the five.
Homicide, homicide.
So you told them to do that?
Nah, bro. You think I'm cool? Nah.
I don't know.
So you fought with Summers in them? Because you used to be Slay World Out. You used to be rocking with Slay World Out.
I fought Goonie, tough. Goonie's been showing me love for a minute.
As of recent? Or like how? Like
I mean, as of in Blue's house, so.
But you and Blue, like, y'all still got a relationship? Because it seems
Nah, I haven't talked to Blue in a minute, nah.
Because you ran off with some money, right?
I know Blue's number by heart, but so, I'll call him, but.
So did you run off with the money? Like, that's because that's why it seemed like I fell out from what I seen.
Did I run off with it?
Yeah.
Nah, bro.
So you didn't?
That fool's in Hawaii, bro.
Oh, all right. So you
ever abuse a dog with Xavier Wolf?
Abuse a dog with it? Nah, but
I guess he was dogs up.
What?
That's an OG SoundCloud legend.
I know Xavier.
Turned animal abuser, I guess.
I know Xavier.
That's crazy. Leave the dogs out of it, man. Whatever you're going through, just leave the dogs.
Save the dogs.
Save the dogs.
Save the dogs.
He's a wolf, so I guess it makes sense that he would abuse a dog. You see a wolf and a dog in a confrontation, the dog is just like a pussy-ass wolf, so.
Tight shit.
Doesn't make sense.
So what the fuck's up, Twisty P? Who are you listening to right now? Because, you know, you usually, when it comes
shit,
to the underground.
Shit, I like Word of Bud, Bone Thugs, 3-6, Stay Fly. I love Juicy J.
So you moved on to, like, older slash more mainstream rappers?
Yeah.
You said the underground.
Ooh. Nah, it's never the underground, but nah.
Cause you're known for like, all right, your whole thing was you blew up on TikTok, listening to you.
Right, but my whole life isn't a TikTok, so I don't want to be known as that.
So you're trying to stay away
from it? Yeah.
So you're kind of happy they're trying to ban TikTok?
I mean, when you're walking around, I mean, shit, if they're trying to ban TikTok, then. Dog,
Congress just passed a bill where they possibly might be banning TikTok.
They might be banning it.
How do you feel about that?
Joe Biden said that he would that
Bing bong.
Sign it. Bing bong. Dark Brandon said that he would sign it. That he supports it. That's going to mean that we wasted a pretty significant amount of energy and time building up our TikTok.
Well, I mean, I deleted all my videos when I was manic, so.
Yeah. But we've been like paying people for all these years to update the TikTok. We got 2 million followers. All of a sudden, that's going to go to waste. I mean, I really don't give a fuck, but they can just come watch Instagram Reels, right?
Right.
Right? It's the same thing.
No, hell it, bro.
It's just a different algorithm. Here's my question. You were very early on the Yeet wave. Now he's huge. Like, out of there. Out of here.
He's in 2093 as we speak.
Yeah. I mean, do you feel like you don't get the credit that you deserve for helping to usher him into the mainstream?
I mean...
Would Yeet have a career without Twisty P?
Nah, you know, that's not his debt to pay. That's my debt.
Explain that, though. Why you say that?
Shit.
So let me ask you this. Were you compensated anything for even, like, helping blow up Yeet in a way? Like, Yeet ever...
No, I wasn't over... I wasn't compensating at all. I wasn't overcompensating for Yeet.
No, I'm saying, like, did they give you anything for, like, the work that you did to help kind of, like, take his career to the next level and shit?
I mean, I got to kick it.
Yeah. So, y'all just, like, friends for a little bit, but where's that relationship now? Like, y'all ain't kicking it no more?
No.
You think it's because you got a new manager?
Yeet?
Yeah. Because, you know, he used to be managed by...
Oh, are you talking about Bia?
Yeah, now Zach Bia, like... All right, so the word on the street
he's
is...
He's been signed to Zach Bia for, like, many years, right?
Yeah, but he was working.
I heard when I was staying out here that Zach was just a rich kid and his dad owns Dior.
I'm not sure.
When you were hanging out, was Zach around back in the day?
No.
Nextel was around, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like he was managed by Nextel.
Yeah, shit. I remember Nextel like DMing me on Instagram one time and he was like, this fool didn't even shower yet. He already knew I didn't shower. Like,
you don't shower? Shit.
I shower, bro, but
how often?
I use Irish Spring when I shower.
Irish Spring hard. I got to borrow that. How long would you go without a shower?
Me?
Yeah. Week and a half?
What's Nah. Well, are you talking about back then or now?
Now.
Oh, nah.
You look pretty crispy now.
Shit. Appreciate it.
Back then, though, you'd go.
I'm not sure.
What's the longest
you went? A shower is like, huh?
What's the longest you went without a shower?
Longest I went? Ooh, that's a tough one. Let's see. What was summer last year? What was the summer of last year?
2023, yeah. Okay.
You haven't showered since then? Stop it. Where do you live at now? And like, what have you been doing?
I've just been chilling, skating a lot, just skating around as much as I can. Sometimes I gotta get told to get off the board.
Word.
Why you been going too hard? What's the last trick you did that you were really stoked on?
Kickflip.
It's a pretty good trick.
I can't kickflip, bro.
So you can't skate either, though?
Nah.
I mean, a kickflip's an elite trick.
That's pretty real.
You could be a pretty good skater and not do a kickflip, you know, if you could shred the park.
You could be Ryan Sheckler, but you can't be Paul Rodriguez, you know?
They can both kickflip.
They're both fucking steezy as
Yeah, legends. That's a fact. They're both rich as too.
So
Nyjah too. Nice.
Nyjah can kickflip.
What's your thoughts on the 2093 album I Eat? Because it was mixed feelings.
I love Are You Rage With Me, that shit hard. I like that one. And then I love.
So you with the project like overall and shit?
Yeah.
Cause you a lot of people have been saying that Eat.
Yeah, they've been.
Oh shit.
No, but they said that same shit about Zelly. They said Zelly Ocho is losing his aura. Same shit.
I still fuck with you. I don't think he's losing his aura, but that's, you know, you've been seeing everybody saying that shit. Like, especially like when him and Zach were walking down the street, he kind of did the.
No, but that shit was like, that shit was well. I mean, it's Yeet, bro.
Yeah.
She'll be doing that.
Yeah.
Who can go aura for aura with Yeet? Cardi?
Sep?
You talking about September's Rich?
Yeah.
Are you hip to Ian? Like
Connor?
Nah, Ian Ferguson. Like the new Yeet.
He's very excited about him.
Nah,
he sent me a song the other day.
Multiple songs. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's the new guy that's about to
Ferguson?
Yeah. I mean, it goes by Ian, but people say Ian Ferguson. You're hip to him yet? You been seeing him? Like, figure it out.
I'm sorry. I'm not hip. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
not. He's been getting mad Yeet comparisons and shit recently. He's a white frat boy. He's hard.
That's sick.
What's happening with him? He got a song called "Figure It Out" that's kind of going viral and shit.
Word.
Hooters is pretty lit too.
So Hooters?
Yeah.
No, I just haven't heard it. Yeah. I just haven't heard it, so I can't make a statement.
So who are you listening to in the underground right now? Like who?
In the underground. Shit, I gotta think for a second.
You're like a tastemaker, like people.
Shit. Underground for underground, I'll probably go like. That's hard.
Right.
That's a little hard.
Can't name one person.
I mean, I can name
you.
A click.
Osama.
But I can't. Yeah. Huh?
Osama son. You f- with him?
Yeah, I f- with Osama son. Yeah. I asked Emwell if I showed up when it was raining that day with my homie that met Desto Dub, this kid named Poof from where I stay at and shit.
Poof.
Yeah, and right after he dapped up Desto Dub, he already had a whole fit and shit, and I was like, give me the aux, fool. I'm playing fucking GTL tape right now.
Gym Tan Laundry.
No.
Okay, but what is your relationship with Emwell like?
Emwell?
Yeah.
We've kicked it over at the old Cookies and Kick store. Okay. He was there at the Osama Sun, and you know, I knew they weren't gonna let me in because he was turning around. And he was like, "Are you good? Are you good?" I was like, "Dog, like, I'd rather you go kick it with what you're putting on, you know, and what you're putting out than my stupid ass just trying to, you know."
I f*** with him. I always see him out. He's always out and about.
Man, respect. He's Dago legend, too.
Yeah.
He's from San Diego?
Mira Mesa High School.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay.
So he kicked you out, or you told him?
No. I left. I went to go ask the homie that met Desto Dev for some feria, and I couldn't get the...
What's feria?
Money.
Money?
Oh.
You was asking Dove for money or your homie for money?
My homie. No, I wouldn't ask Dove for money. That fool's got a Rolls or some shit.
Yeah. You got a bunch of cars.
All right, so like besides Osama Son, anybody else like that we should be looking out for in the underground? Like that might make some noise.
What do you mean?
Anybody you listen to music wise. Like you named a whole bunch of old school rappers and shit. Like who got it right now? We said Osama Son. Flex Music went crazy.
I mean shit, bro. Couldn't tell you.
Okay, here's my question. Why are you doing this interview? What are you hoping to achieve with this?
I don't know.
Nigga, you hit me up a couple times asking if the interview is still on, and you're not even talking a lot. So like, I'm
you're
trying
like
to
totally
out,
lost.
Like, are you? What's like, yeah, like, what, some what are you? Like, what's the vibe?
What are you on? What are you trying to accomplish? What are you trying to?
Trying
dude,
to promote your shit. Like,
You seem like you like have no idea how you got here. People at home are gonna think that you didn't like go out of your way to schedule this.
You were excited about it, and then now you're not saying shit. So
I know, but that's just how I am, bro. Keep it a buck.
Yeah,
that's just how I am. You know,
you're just all over the place.
Yeah. You're high right now.
I guess I'm high. Yeah.
What drugs have you done today?
Shit, bro. I don't know. Big Pharma?
That is pretty general, right? They make all kinds of stuff. What, yeah, I don't know. Do you need help? Like, are you trying to get your life together or anything? Like, if the people did a GoFundMe to get you into rehab or something, would you be into that, or?
I don't feel like it's rehab. I'm a very visual learner anyways.
It's not really as much about, like, learning.
Right.
It's more just, like, trying to get help, right?
Yeah, I mean, tell Zoot to roll the blunt. Fuck.
That's hard as long.
That's your lyric?
Who's Zoot?
Just some guy.
He rolls blunts.
Yeah. Fast ass blunt roller.
All right. You got anything you want to leave the people with or anything else that we need to know about where Twisty P's going or where you've been or what's coming?
On the road again.
That's true. definitely one of the weirder conversations I've had on camera in my life.
I mean, like, there's no joker. Who's going to make the jokes? Like,
Yeah. I mean, the world does need not a clown, but an insane clown. You fuck with them? Insane Clown Posse?
Posse? Yeah. I learned about them in rehab, actually.
What, they teach you about that?
No. Some Hawaiian dude gave me some food and shit, or he gave me, like, some candies waiting for my mom to pick me up from rehab and shit.
Oh, shit.
And then he was like, yo, you ever heard of this Insane Clown Posse guy or these guys? Kind of remind me of these guys, the way your story's being told and shit. And then you put me on, I heard they were fucking balling. Those fools are rich.
Yeah, they're doing their thing.
Those fools are rich.
Shout out to them. All right, Twisty P.
Twisty P interview. We gonna start a GoFundMe. We gonna get this nigga back in rehab. I think that's the vibe right now. I don't know. My boy ain't talking.
Kurt Mack got 50 grand.
He got 50 grand from GoFundMe. Niggas donating and shit. So do we need to start the Twisty P rehab GoFundMe?
I mean,
you feel like you need help?
I don't need a GoFundMe, bro. I'm just.
Do you feel like you need help though? Because it seems like you're a little spaced out in here.
No, my bad. Does it seem like that, bro?
Yeah, nigga, like we asking you questions. Right, you act right.
We feel like we should not take you to Skid Row because you might.
I mean, but that's crazy you say that because I was just there.
Doing what?
Yeah, sleeping.
So, are you homeless right now?
Yeah.
Keep it real.
Shut up, sleeping really? At Skid Row, yeah, kicking it, you know, all that type of shit.
They got some good drugs down there, here. You sample? Yeah. You partake?
And what?
The drugs downtown?
Fetty on Fetty on Fetty. I got in the streets with me, do 7 years for me. R.I.P. Fuck. I don't even know.
There better be some good YouTube documentaries about this interview.
My boy,
I need some commentary because I don't know what the last half hour of my life has been, really. And I would like for somebody else to explain it to me. All right, Twisty P, appreciate you very much, bro. If you need anything,
if you need help, man, reach out, man. Y'all let us know in the comments. I feel like my boy need help, man. I feel like we need to get you some help or something, my boy.
It might be a little too late, but.
You think it's too late?
Nah. It's never too late. Never say never, man. Justin Bieber's birthday.
Because they're going to put you on, like, schizophrenia meds or some shit. So that's
they why. They already have. Fuck Abilify. Fuck Seroquel. Fuck fucking, what else they try to put me on? Fucking bunch of boys. Zyprexa. Fuck all that shit.
If anybody wants to try to diagnose Twisty P in the comments, that would be appreciated. I guess we could.
Fucking, you better spell Bible when you diagnose me.
I have, like, a little group project in the comments.
Man.
Spell Bible.
Basic instruction before leaving Earth.
There you go. Shout out to the GZA. But I don't think it was on the GZA album, but it's not a GZA song. I forget whose song it was. Appreciate you, man. Twisty P, No Jumper. Thank you, Remo. Check us out on TikTok, Patreon, Instagram, Kapikendama, nojumper.com. Smash the like button for Twisty P.
Hit a birdie, hit a lighthouse, do all that shit.
That way.